Yeah, woo! Happy Tuesday. Went to 39 degrees last night, and I have not turned the heat on yet. Woo! That's what guys do. We try to get from one point to another as quick as possible. We keep track of it. We have notes in the glove box to know exactly how long it takes to get from here to Dayton, Ohio, and we can break records. Second thing is we don't turn the heat on until we're incredibly uncomfortable. Right now it is 61 degrees in the Curry household, and no heat on yet. Woo! Now it only goes to 50 today, and tonight it's going to get down to 32. But this morning I was freezing my ass off, man. It's almost uncomfortable, but I got jackets on and stuff, but I'm good. Couple things. Got a lot of birthdays today. Three birthdays I want to mention. First of all, today, Peter Boyle's birthday. Now, who's Peter Boyle? Peter Boyle played Frank Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond. He was also in the Bride of Frankenstein? One of the Frankenstein movies. Anyway, a little piece of trivia for you. Did you know in 1977, this famous rock and roller was Peter Boyle's best man at his wedding, and that would be John Lennon. John Lennon was Peter Boyle's best man. There's great pictures you want to pull up. Peter Boyle and John Lennon. John Lennon sitting next to Yoko. It's really bizarre. It's kind of strange. Sam Rushing, good morning to you. Al Cooper, good morning to you as well. Also today, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, Dawn Wells, who played Marianne Gilligan's Island, and for people my age, you all know about Gilligan's Island. I used to watch it every single day at 3:30. When I got off the bus, man, I made a beeline to the TV to watch Gilligan's Island at 3:30. It was on every day in Cincinnati, Ohio. I loved the black and white Gilligan's Islands were better than the colored ones, and that should tell you just how old we are. But Dawn Wells was in town for the World of Wheels Custom Auto. The World of Wheels Custom Auto Show. TV stars and beautiful cars. I talked to Sonny McClain, who is a good friend of mine, who runs the World of Wheels in Chattanooga here in Birmingham. And I said, man, is there any way I can get Dawn Wells on my radio show? And he said, let me see what I can do. So late one night on a Saturday night, Dawn Wells gives me a call. And I said, man, we'd love to get you on my radio shows. She's like, I'd love to be on. She was absolutely delightful. So she must have been, it was 84, she must have been about 80. And she offered to come in the studio, but we weren't going to be on long enough. And anyway, so I had a remarkable conversation. And through her publicist, I got her cell phone number. And she's like, call me anytime. So I called her several times just to see how she was doing. And she was just like, she's top 50 most beautiful women in the world. I mean, she is. She's been voted by People Magazine as one of the top 50. She's just delightful. And, of course, the whole, you know, Marianne or Ginger Marianne kind of thing. Anyway, she, I would consider her a friend of mine. She was a delightful young lady, or old lady at this point. She actually asked me to go out and have a cup of coffee. At the time, I was married, and I was kind of like, yeah, because it's Marianne. I was like, eh. And my ex was like, go ahead, have a good time. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's still Marianne. But anyway, and Marianne, Dawn Wells, was good friends with Barbara Eden, whom she also gave me her cell phone number. And I've called Barbara Eden about a million times, and she won't return my phone calls, which she probably thinks I'm some old creep. But we became friends, and I spoke with her a couple times. She had a really bad leg injury. She got no residuals from Gilligan's Island. And because of that, she died a broke woman. She was selling off a bunch of her memorabilia towards the end of her life. It was just super sad. Richard Evans, good morning to you. Vonnie Whittingham. Or Whittington, sorry about that, Vonna. Whittington, Jax, good morning to you, Vonna. Good to have you here on the Tony Curry Radio Show on Facebook Live. And she passed away, and she would have been 84 today. So God bless Dawn Wells, a sweet, wonderful woman, and probably the closest I'll ever come to having a meaningful relationship with a celebrity of any type. And finally, Chuck Berry today would have turned 96. Chuck came to town for City Stages, that great musical festival he used to have here in Birmingham back in 1990, I believe it was 1990, and it may have been the first year, playing down there at Lynn Park in front of about 50,000 people. Jay Wilson, who was working for a production company here in town, he's now with Live Nation, but he's working with New Era, and they were instrumental in getting all these musical acts. And Edgar Winter was here, Jethro Tull was here, Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, there was like hundreds and hundreds of acts. Anyone have been to see? And it was always over Father's Day weekend. So I told him, I said, I really want to bring Chuck Berry on stage. And he's like, why? And I said, because without Chuck Berry, I don't think we have the Stones. I don't think we have AC/DC. I don't know if we have the Who. I mean, Chuck Berry was so instrumental and influential in everything he did in rock and roll. It wasn't that he was a great guitar player, did the duck dance or anything else. It was just his playing style. You go back to Back in the Future, Marty McFly, you know, playing the guitar, and the guy picks the phone up and says, "Hey, man, I think we got something here, something really, really special, something really cool." And he's playing Johnny B. Goode, right? So I told Jay, I said, "Man, I said, he is the beginning of rock and roll for me. Outside the blues, he is the beginning of rock and roll." I said, "I'd be honored to bring him on." He goes, "Well, you know, we got an oldie station in town, and, you know, they want to bring him on." I said, "Man, please get me up on stage." So sure enough, he's like, "Come on down," about 5:30. I think Chuck took the stage around 6:30. I had a Live from London Chuck Berry album that I found that was in pristine shape. I think I paid like $50 for it, and I had my Sharpie, and I was going to have him sign it. And so I get down there, and I get backstage, and there were a lot of people backstage. It was backed up near the parking deck right outside Lynn Park. And a concert promoter comes up to me and says, are you the guy bringing Chuck on tonight? I said, "Yes, sir." And he goes, "Do me a favor, keep it super short, tell everyone who you are. Classic Rock 99.5 had just started about a year and a half earlier, so we were smoking hot. We were the number one station in the country, and I was doing afternoon drive. It was rock and roll, man. It was rocking. It was killer." And I says, "Okay, do you want me to mention his record label or, you know, is it the upcoming shows?" "No, just do your thing and get off. Just get off. Say, Chuck, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Berry, get the hell out of it." I said, "Okay, it's fine." So I'm backstage and I see this beat up, I don't know, it looked like a Nova or something, or like a Pinto. I don't know, it was a really small car, and it pulls up behind the stage, and it's Chuck. He's in this car with this really beautiful, this little white girl, this beautiful young girl. And he gets out of the car and he leaves the car running. And I found out later that he likes to get paid in cash, and he gets paid in cash before he goes on stage. He puts the cash in the car, leaves the car running, does his show, gets back in the car, and takes off. That's what he does at his shows. So he comes walking through the stage, and he's standing at the bottom of the stage. The guy said, "Go, go, 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 it's you. So I ran up the stairs. There must have been 25 stairs at the back of the stage. And I get up on stage and I said, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Curry from Rock 99.5, you know, blah, 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 blah." The crowd goes crazy. And I'm trying to be really quick and I'm nervous. I feel like I'm going to puke. I feel like Bette Midler before every show. And it was just remarkable. It was a surreal moment for me to know that I was going to be bringing on my idol and a man that I think is incredibly instrumental to every type of classic rock there is out there. And I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chuck Berry." And I turn to the right and I run off stage. Well, I'm going down the stairs, and as I go down the stairs, I hear this chorus of boos. I mean, like 50,000 people are booing, and I'm going, "What in the world is going on?" And the concert promoter's at the bottom of the stairs going, "Get your ass back up there, get back up there, get back up there, get back." And I was like, "What?" And I turned around and I ran back up the stairs. Well, Chuck was standing on stage with his hand extended to shake my hand. I left Chuck Berry hanging on stage. I turned to the right. As I turned to the right, he was to my left, and he had his hand out to shake my hand. And I left Chuck Berry. I left my icon hanging on stage. So when I walked out there on stage, he was sitting there with his hand out, just standing there. And I ran out there, got his handshake. People applauded and put my arms around him and walked off stage. I thought, "Oh my gosh, what do I do?" So I get back down to the bottom of the stage. I spent the entire show. He only played for about an hour. And he ran straight to his car, and people were waving, and, you know, he had done his whole show. It was fantastic. And I had that album cover, man, and I wanted him to sign that album. It was the last thing I needed. And I held it up. I said, "Hey, Mr. Berry, would you please sign this?" He said, "Nah, yeah, I'm good." And I said, "I'm the one that left you hanging on stage, man. I brought you on." And he looked at me, smiled. He got out of his car, walked about 30 or 40 yards to the crowd, signed my album, and then took off. And it was just an amazing story. And it's one of my favorite stories that I've had in my incredibly blessed career doing radio all over this God's green earth. It's been just crazy. But he would have been 96 today. I don't know if he'd still be playing guitar, but he'd still be getting after, man. He was amazing. You ever want to hear, and I mentioned this, we even put a price on it, his Reelin' and Rockin' song. It's called Reelin' and Rockin', Live in London. Listen to that thing. I mean, My Ding-a-Ling was his only number one hit in 1970. I get that. And Maybelline. I mean, he had just like ain't no particular place to go. I mean, he's had so many great songs. But there's a song called Reelin' and Rockin'. Listen to Reelin' and Rockin' live. It is incredible, man. I mean, I would give anything to have been in the crowd that night that Chuck Berry played Reelin' and Rockin'. It was crazy. It was great. Hey, listen, we got some great stuff going on. Tony Curry Radio. I did like 7 shows yesterday. They're going to run all week long. We start with Students of the Game at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have Mission Minor with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Food Bank. We talk about all types of aspects of business. That goes at 10 o'clock every Monday through Friday. We have Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. We have Damon Johnson's show. Of course, Damon now on the road with Brother Kane. He does a show with us. It runs every single day of the week. We have Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. Great show. He did a show yesterday talking about his son. Kip just had a birthday recently. Fantastic show. May even bring a tear to your eye like it did to me. He also has a show called Wanna Bet that runs on Saturdays at 9, 11, 1, and 3. On the TKR app, where you get all kinds of picks from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. We have Need to Know on top of, that show goes actually right after When in Rome with Stuart Rome, which is another fantastic show. It's a musically elemented show. It's Stuart Rome from Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. He does a show where he talks about wherever he wants and he drops in 5 or 6 songs. It's a great show as well. Dark Side of the Pooch is another great show we do with Dr. Rab Stewart of the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Live Wire Wednesday coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central. It's our most listened to show for an international footprint. It's unbelievable. It's all AC/DC for an entire hour. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. Just show after show after show. We're working on 3 or 4 more shows we're developing, but continue to check them out. You can hear them all on the TKR app. Apple, TKR, Tony Curry Radio on Android, and then, of course, just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. You can listen to all these shows, podcasts. There's thousands of them, fantastic shows. Check them all out. I think you're really going to like them. Have yourself a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you so much for watching this morning. Stay warm. No heat yet, baby. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be like 43 degrees in the Curry household. I'll be sitting here shaking, but I will not spend money on gas. All right, I love you. See you. Bye.